Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on December 3rd, 2013, at the Top Hat in Missoula, Montana. This edition of Tell Us Something features 8 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, Promises. This week's story comes to us from Stephanie Wing and is titled The Hut. Thank you for listening.
Promises are one of those really kind of sensitive things, right? And those of you that know me, I've had in my life some funny things that have happened that are in my mind. I thought of promises and I was like, oh, I could talk about that when my marriage didn't work out, right? Oh, I could talk about my dad. He's had a lot of promises that didn't, like, quite work out too good. But promises, I looked it up, and I was like, okay, promises are these things that we do as humans to either, number one, to make our intentions public. So we make these promises to people, and we want them to know that this is going to happen. But then there's promises that I've found that as a parent, that, and maybe even like as a teacher, I'm a teacher, so there's those promises. And but my students don't really ask me to make promises, but in my mind I have this promise to my students where I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna make your life better because you're gonna learn how to write and love reading and love art and all those things. But that's my weird promise to my students that they don't even really know about. But promises to your kids, sometimes there are these promises that they're like, so mom, can I have a friend spend the night? And you're like, well, okay, let's think about it. And they're like, mom, promise me that you're going to let Jolene spend the night. And I'm like, ugh. Sometimes those ones don't come true. So those of you that know me, I'm a teacher. I grew up in Missoula. I've known you guys for a long time. a couple years ago, ended up living in a kind of an odd living situation. My life kind of got disrupted, and I ended up moving in with these two women, and it was kind of cool. I went to them and I said, hey, I really need a place to live. I want to stay close to where I work. I work at Willard Alternative High School. And I just want a place that I can, like, center myself. So I moved in to what my roommates called the shed. Has anyone lived in a shed in Missoula? With a 11-year-old, no, wait, 10-year-old child? That's what I did. I was brave. Don't call the children's services on me. But I moved into this shed, and I immediately started calling it the hut. And it had a bed, it had 2 bookshelves, and enough room for a couple dressers. in the shed, there was no running water. There was no toilet, no kitchen. There was electricity, so I could plug in one of those oil heaters, and it got warm in the winter. And I ended up living in that shed for 2 years. And the bed was a queen-size bed. So when we initially moved in, my daughter was like, "Mom," I remember the first night we're in there, and I really wanted it to be like this cool thing, like we're living in the shed or the hut, because hut's way more exotic. You know, if you go to one of those like tropical places, there's lots of huts. And I so wanted this to be kind of exotic for my daughter, Gwen, to live in this hut. Like, I always think of, like, you know, people with the hammocks hanging in the hut. And then you look out the window and there's, you know, the beach and maybe some lawn sort of chairs and whatnot and people drinking fancy mojitos or something funky like that. Well, Missoula huts are not like that, obviously. Like, it gets really damn cold in the winter. And we're in bed, and my daughter is like, and we're all like all snuggly wuggly because I moved in November, because, you know, that's what I do. I do this kind of stuff like at weird moments in my life, bad weather times. And she's like, "Mom, this is kind of cool. This is kind of like homesteading." And I'm like, "Yeah, it is like homesteading. I love it." I was like, and I've always been drawn to homesteading. I'm a like fourth generation Montanan. I have relatives that have homesteaded in the 12 by 12. And so I realized, though, after 2 years of living in there, that having a toilet is kind of a nice thing. At one point, I was like, "Okay, I really think that maybe I should get a bedpan, because waking up at 3 a.m. and having to walk to the big house," which I called my roommate's house, "walk to the big house to go potty is not super fun when it's snowy and cold." So it started getting a little old after a while. And, but, you know, I was kept that homestead thing, you know, didn't have a cook stove or an outhouse, but we could go to the big house and have dinner. And finally, last spring, my parents, well, my dad, he ran into my roommates, those two wonderful women that let me into their home to stay in the shed. And my dad was like, "Tanya, you know that Steph could probably live in your shed for the rest of her life." And they pretty much were angels. I call them the saints, but my dad calls them the angels, and we're not really even religious. Finally, my roommates were like, "So we're going to have to do some work on the shed." I was like, "I have to move out of the hut?" And they're like, "Yep." So I was like, "Okay." And my daughter looked at me one morning as we're waking up, probably Saturday morning, sleeping in the cozy little bed. And she said to me, she said, "Mom, I really think that potentially we should do something a little different here." And I was like, "What?" She's like, "Mom, am I going to sleep with you until I'm 18? I was like, "Gwen, No. I promise that I will buy a house. And I did. Thank you.
Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. Thanks to the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, film, and performance art. TopHatLounge.com. Jonathan Marquis. Jonathan Marquis is an artist and human in Missoula, Montana. Learn more about him and his art at SubjectToGravity.com. That's Subject, the number 2, Gravity.com. Matt LaRubio, screen printing and graphic design. Learn more about Matt and what he has to offer at RanchHandDesign.com. Rockin' Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people, RockinRudy's.com. And thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and to the storytellers, Gregory T. Johnson, Susie Risho, Samuel Jackson Enemy Hunter, Stephanie Wing, Taj Chelland, John Engen, Amy Rosendahl, Andrea Davis, and Michael Marsalek. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for February 11th at the Top Hat. The theme is, What Are You Waiting For? The official Tell Us Something site is tellussomething.org. Thank you again for your support and your interest in live storytelling and local art here in Missoula, Montana.